7. History of the Rebellion. The Lucifer Rebellion was system-wide. 37 seceding planetary princes swung their world administrations largely to the side of the arch-rebel. Only on Panoptia did the planetary prince fail to carry his people with him. On this world, under the guidance of the Melchizedeks, the people rallied to the support of Michael. Eleonora, a young woman of that mortal realm, grasped the leadership of the human races, and not a single soul on that strife-torn world enlisted under the Lucifer banner. And ever since have these loyal Panoptians served on the 7th Jerusalem transition world as the caretakers and builders on the Father's sphere and its surrounding 7 detention worlds. The Panoptians not only act as the literal custodians of these worlds, but they also execute the personal orders of Michael for the embellishment of these spheres for some future and unknown use. They do this work as they tarry en route to Edentia. Throughout this period, Caligastia was advocating the cause of Lucifer on Urantia. The Melchizedeks ably opposed the apostate planetary prince, but the sophistries of unbridled liberty and the delusions of self-assertion had every opportunity for deceiving the primitive peoples of a young and undeveloped world. All secession propaganda had to be carried on by personal effort, because the broadcast service and all other avenues of interplanetary communication were suspended by the action of the system circuit supervisors. Upon the actual outbreak of the insurrection, the entire system of Satania was isolated in both the constellation and the universe circuits. During this time, all incoming and outgoing messages were dispatched by seraphic agents and solitary messengers. The circuits to the fallen worlds were also cut off, so that Lucifer could not utilize this avenue for the furtherance of his nefarious scheme. And these circuits will not be restored so long as the arch-rebel lives within the confines of Satania. This was a Lanonandek rebellion. The higher orders of local universe sonship did not join the Lucifer secession, although a few of the life carriers stationed on the rebel planets were somewhat influenced by the rebellion of the disloyal princes. None of the Trinitized sons went astray. The Melchizedeks, archangels, and the brilliant evening stars were all loyal to Michael, and, with Gabriel, valiantly contended for the Father's will and the Son's rule. No beings of Paradise origin were involved in disloyalty. Together with the solitary messengers, they took up headquarters on the world of the Spirit, and remained under the leadership of the Faithful of Days of Edentia. None of the conciliators apostatized, nor did a single one of the celestial recorders go astray, but a heavy toll was taken of the Marantia companions and the Mansion World teachers. Of the Supreme Order of Seraphim, not an angel was lost, but a considerable group of the next order, the Superior, were deceived and ensnared. Likewise, a few of the third or supervisor orders of angels were misled. But the terrible breakdown came in the fourth group, the administrator angels, those seraphim who are normally assigned to the duties of the system capitals. Menotia saved almost two-thirds of them, but slightly over one-third followed their chief into the rebel ranks. One-third of all the Jerusalem cherubim attached to the administrator angels were lost with their disloyal seraphim. Of the planetary angelic helpers, those assigned to the material suns, about one-third were deceived, and almost 10% of the transition ministers were ensnared. In symbol, John saw this when he wrote of the great red dragon, saying, "And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven, and cast them down in darkness." The greatest loss occurred in the angelic ranks, but most of the lower orders of intelligence were involved in disloyalty. Of the 681,217 material suns lost in Satania, 95% were casualties of the Lucifer Rebellion. Large numbers of midway creatures were lost on those individual planets whose planetary princes joined the Lucifer cause. In many respects, this rebellion was the most widespread and disastrous of all such occurrences in Nevadon. More personalities were involved in this insurrection than in both of the others. And it is to their everlasting dishonor that the emissaries of Lucifer and Satan spared not the infant training schools on the Finaliter cultural planet, but rather sought to corrupt these developing minds in mercy salvage from the evolutionary worlds. The ascending mortals were vulnerable, but but they withstood the sophistries of rebellion better than the lower spirits. While many on the lower mansion worlds, those who had not attained final fusion with their adjusters, fell, it is recorded to the glory of the wisdom of the Ascension scheme that not a single member of the Satania Ascendant citizenship resident on Jerusalem participated in the Lucifer Rebellion. Hour by hour and day by day, the broadcast stations of all Nebadon were thronged by the anxious watchers of every imaginable class of celestial intelligence who intently perused the bulletins of the Satania Rebellion and rejoiced as the reports continuously narrated the unswerving loyalty of the ascending mortals who, under their Melchizedek leadership, successfully withstood the combined and protracted efforts of all the subtle evil forces which so swiftly gathered around the banners of secession and sin. It was over 2 years of system time from the beginning of the War in Heaven until the installation of Lucifer's successor. But at last the new sovereign came, landing on the Sea of Glass with his staff. I was among the reserves mobilized on Edentia by Gabriel, and I well remember the first message of Laniforge to the Constellation Father of Norlaciadec. It read, "Not a single Jerusalem citizen was lost. Every ascendant mortal survived the fiery trial, and emerged from the crucial test triumphant and altogether victorious." And on to Salvington, Uversa, and Paradise went this message of assurance that the survival experience of mortal ascension is the greatest security against rebellion and the surest safeguard against sin. This noble Jerusalem band of faithful mortals numbered just 187,432,811. With the arrival of Laniforge, the arch-rebels were dethroned and shorn of all governing powers, though they were permitted freely to go about Jerusalem, the Marantia spheres, and even to the individual inhabited worlds. They continued their deceptive and seductive efforts to confuse and mislead the minds of men and angels, but as concerned their work on the administrative mount of Jerusalem, their place was found no more. While Lucifer was deprived of all administrative authority in Satania, there then existed no local universe power nor tribunal which could detain or destroy this wicked rebel. At that time, Michael was not a sovereign ruler. The Ancients of Days sustained the Constellation Fathers in their seizure of the system government, but they have never handed down any subsequent decisions in the many appeals still pending with regard to the present status and future disposition of Lucifer, Satan, and their associates. Thus were these arch-rebels allowed to roam the entire system to seek further penetration for their doctrines of discontent and self-assertion. But in almost 200,000 Urantia years, they have been unable to deceive another world. No Satania worlds have been lost since the fall of the 37, not even those younger worlds peopled since that day of rebellion.